Dear Seminary family, what a blessing to be with you today. And on this day especially, when so many will receive their vicarage assignments and so many more their first calls, I'm honored to share this time with you. I remember call day 26 years ago with very little idea of what might be happening and my wife not able to be with me for the occasion and calling soon after it was over, telling her where we were going and having her break into tears. I hope you don't have the same experience. But especially to you brothers who will enter into your first call, I'm honored to have the chance to speak to you about ministry. And Paul shared with me before the service began that this theme, the idea of oratio, tentatio, meditatio, where the rubber hits the road, is a theme that you've heard before, maybe at the beginning of your seminary career. But today I want to share with you briefly some thoughts about how that formation, that incredible formation that has begun here and given you a foundation that is rock solid, how that will continue to work in your life. I want to focus on three phrases from the reading for today. First of all, from Isaiah chapter 30, verse 19. How gracious God will be when you cry for help. As soon as he hears, he will answer you. Dear friends, I hope that as you begin your ministry career, that you will be able to lean upon a well-developed prayer life. You're going to find that it's absolutely essential because you will encounter so many things that you were not prepared for. And that's not a slight on your preparation. That's a statement of the reality of the pastoral ministry. You're going to be amazed and astounded and surprised and blessed, but also challenged. My hope is that you will not only be a prayer warrior, that you will also be a person who encourages prayer in your congregation. We have a prayer list for our congregation that is often between 300 and 400 people long. We encourage those people to be in prayer, and we encourage our congregation to be in prayer, and we preach about it, and we teach about it. We have prayer partners and prayer ministries. Prayer has to be a foundation stone for your ministry, and it has to be an integral part of who you are as your people's pastor. I would encourage you this morning, don't let a single person who comes to you for guidance or encouragement or confession or wisdom, don't let them leave your office without praying with them, inviting God's Spirit to help and encourage and bless them. You know, the other thing that I want to mention, many of you carry around a smartphone. Dear brothers, what a wonderful prayer blessing this smartphone is. Set alarms at different times in the day and allow it to remind you, because you know how it works. As you get out there and you're busy and you're challenged and you're moving around and you're trying to deal with the things that happen each and every day, to have that alarm go off and call you back to that foundational aspect of your ministry, prayer, what a blessing. What a blessing to be able to tell your people as they go through struggles that every day at a certain point they're on a prayer list and you will be praying for them. You know, over 26 years, there have been so many stories of answered prayers. One that came to mind yesterday as I was thinking about this time with you was about a young man by the name of Brett. Brett was raised in the church and his family, faithful people, but he had drifted away. And when I arrived, his parents asked me to agree in prayer with them that he would return to church. We prayed for years, and it wasn't until 8 weeks before his mom passed away and 12 weeks before his dad passed away that he finally returned. But what rejoicing in that family when God answered that prayer. The second phrase has to do with our trials. Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, not exactly a savory meal, but there will be trials and testing galore. You know, you think as you begin your ministry that you've got a pretty good handle on what's going to happen and how things are going to go, and then a staff person will have an affair, or a brother pastor will lose his ministry, or as happened a few years ago, one of our lay leaders and a community leader and a dear friend announces that he's a transvestite. You're going to have all kinds of amazing experiences, and some of them will shake you to your foundation, not just in the congregation, in your own life. There are many, many times where I have felt like Peter in John chapter 6 when he says, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life," essentially saying, "I wish I could turn somewhere else. I wish I didn't have to continue down this path, because these trials and these testings and these things that you are saying are too hard." 3 years ago, I lost my oldest son after a great struggle. You're going to have trials in your own life, things that shake you to your very foundation, and that foundation has always got to be God's word. And that brings me to this last phrase, meditatio. I love what the psalmist says. Your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Dear brothers, my prayer is that you will be in God's word every day, that you will allow the study that you do for your messages to sink deep into your own soul, that you will listen for the voice of God's Spirit to guide you not only as you preach and teach, but in all the aspects of your ministry, that you will develop such a relationship with that word that it sinks into your heart and it flows through your mind and it enlivens and enlightens your ministry in powerful ways. Have a reading program. Because if you don't, I promise, if you don't make time, if you don't have discipline, I promise that the tasks of ministry will overwhelm your time in God's word. So set aside a time. You know, if you need a reading program, we have one at Concordia. It's called The Word for Today, and each chapter of reading is less than 5 minutes long, 5 minutes that open the possibilities for God's Spirit first thing in the morning to change your entire day. Just before I left yesterday, my last conversation was with a man, a very successful businessman, a leader in our congregation who grew up in the church but had never been in the Word, never read through the Scripture. And after exhortation upon exhortation to our congregation, finally he took up the challenge. And what he shared with me again yesterday for perhaps the 20th time was that this experience of being in the Word every day has changed his life. It's changed his marriage, it's changed his business, it's changed the way he relates to his employees, it's changed the way he speaks, it's cut out all kinds of vile things that were creeping into his life, it has changed him. And dear brothers and sisters, God's word must continually change us. You know, I know that you have lots of things to be concerned about today. My prayer is that God will bless you, whether you are headed out on your first call or vicarage, or whether you are headed back to class, or whether you're a family or loved one, professor or leader. My prayer is that God will bless you as he continues to form all of us. I would say to you, brother pastors who are heading out on your first call, sincerely, if I can be of help to you, you are welcome to call me at any time, but know that you will be in my prayers as we pray right now. Gracious Father, work in the hearts and lives of those here gathered. Allow us to continue to walk according to your word and be guided by your Spirit, that you would form us into the people you have called us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.